difficult. You guys out there who want your wife or girlfriend, or just another woman to be with another man in front of you. You guys who are voyeurs. At least that's what I used to think a cuckold might be, but now I know better. Cuckolds generally want to be humiliated. Cuckolds sometimes have little cocks, and they like to see big cocks. Cuckolds might secretly want to suck a cock, or maybe are curious about sucking one. Cuckolds get turned on by a woman acting like a slut in front of them when they don't do that with them. A good example of this is Woodsman. He's been calling me for years. I have a section on my personal website devoted to him. So if you go to www.strokes.me, and click on, there's a cuckold humiliation section, you'll find 20 stories about cuckolding regarding Woodsman. He really got an early start with this. The early stories about Woodsman got me hooked. They're all true. I had a girlfriend in college, and she told him she was going camping one day, and he went to surprise her. He climbed up to wherever their little campsite was, and she was there with some guy with a big cock. I don't remember if it was one of his friends. I know on another occasion, I think she took the same guy, and I believe it was like his best friend, and they were at a frat party, and Woodsman caught her in the guy's bedroom. So, I mean, this is like when he was in college. This is like years and years ago. So there's a lot of really good stuff there. He's been made to feed breakfast, scrambled eggs, to one of his live-in wives or girlfriends while she was sitting on some big cock. He had a wife. They divorced. He took her in. She brought in her boyfriend, who happened to be a well-endowed black man. Woodsman ended up babysitting for her while she was cavorting around with this guy. And there have been young guys with her and old guys, and then she left him for, I think his name was Marcus. So anyway, these stories on there are pretty good, and they're involved and true. So cuckolds out there, this should be right up your alley. I also have a section on there called Lori's Husband, and those are all about me cuckolding. Well, I should say, I acted out as Lori, I believe, for some guy. It was his fantasy about Lori. Well, anyway, those are interesting too. But getting back to Woodsman. Woodsman is pathetic. He's a loser, obviously. I never let him come. He's got a little cock, and it doesn't come anyway. It's very small, and he dribbles, I guess. If he does come, he can't get it up. And, the latest thing we talked about was he had married somebody, and now he'd gotten an annulment. And I told him, well, he wanted me to control him, and I said, well, I think you need to go find another woman to serve. And I suggested the supermarket to say that you would help with her groceries, and then once you got to the car, you could say you could mow her lawn, and just start being a houseboy. And like I mentioned in this post on the blog, what separates a real man from a houseboy is the size of his cock. So, Woodsman, supermarket, serve me. I locked his little dick up in chastity the last time. He was telling me that I was getting him all excited. Well, we can't have that, because no coming for you. And for you other cuckolds out there, I am ready for a big week. I am here bright and early. I know it's early for me. I got up at 9 a.m. Eastern time because something woke me. I was up until 5 a.m., so not much sleep, but I am ready and raring to humiliate you, to cuckold you, to guide your masturbation at 1-877-732-6360. Let me tell you something. I will own and control you. You will become addicted to me, and I will make this the best phone sex experience you have ever had. Call me today. I am here. Miss Mandy. Mwah! I love you guys.